shiur is all about Hakaras HaTov, a Rosh on a Tzadik, Tzadik Rav Losavoy, all the different concepts of it. At the end of the shiur, my dear friend with David Rieder asked me a bomber kasha, and it threw me out completely. I came out of the shiur, I thought to myself, my goodness me, what have I done here? He turns around to me and says to me as follows, what's it all for if you don't learn Gemara, if you're not yeshivish? Yeshivish means, is that what you meant? What's the point of learning all this information if you don't learn a piece of Gemara? That's what he asked me. What's the point of all this information? No, it threw me out completely. I came out of the shiur and I thought to myself, oh dear, I have to answer this question properly. So I thought about it in the following way. This is answer to you before we go any further. What's the point of learning Musa and Yerushalayim? According to Reb David, he thinks the yeshivish way is dafka to learn Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and know the halacha, kipsuka. That's what he said. Here we go. Are you ready? Take notes. That's why I called you up tonight. You have to come to the shiur.
Okay.
Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Omer Lamed Aleph Omer Aleph. Omer Shlokish, Maidich Siv, Vahoye Emunas Yitecha, your faithfulness in the times, Choysen, your strength, Yeshua's, Chochma Vadas. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk carries on and says as follows. Let me give you the end of the Pasuk. Yiras Hashem he oitzara. The end of the pasuk is after it says all these things. Emunas yitachoisen. It then says Emunas Hashem is Yiras Hashem he oitzara. The store is Yiras Hashemayim. Says the Gemara as follows. Emuna ze seder zoyim. Emuna in the pasuk refers to seder zoyim, meaning when a person gives his maisim to. From his property. Emuna means mice, means a maisim. Itecha is Seder Moed. Seder Moed is all about the times. Choisen is strength, ze Seder Noshim. Which a person has to have strength. Yetzahara, control is Yetzahara when it comes to women. Yeshua is ze Seder Zikin. A person gets injured, has to pay for damages. Chochma, ze Seder Kodshim. A person has to know Chochma. Chochma is understanding Seder Kodshim. The Das ze Seder Tahiras. And Das is Seder Tahiras, meaning practical application of Tumah and Tahor. Vafilu Hachi, and even though if you know all that, all of Shas, Yiras Hashem hi Otsarem. Yiras Hashem is the Otsa, is the store that you have at the end. You might know all of the Torah and all of the Shas. If you don't have Yiras Hashemayim, you don't have a store. The store depends on the level of Yiras Hashemayim. Omar Rava, B'shashem Machnisim Odom Ladin. After 120 years, will we get caught up to Shamayim? Oimim lo, nosato nosato be'emuna. Did you deal faithfully with people? Are you honest in business? Were you fair? Kavata itim nato. Did you fix times for learning Torah? Osakta be'pir. These are all different things. Emuna means referring to emuna. Kavata itim nato is itecho. Osakta be'pir avivya is noshim. Tzipisel Yeshua is Yeshua of Nezikim. Pilpalta be'chochma is the Kodshim, Habanta Dova Mitoch Dova is Seder Tahiras. Ba'afilu Hochi, and even so, Yiras Hashem, if you have Yiras Hashara, then you have something. In Iloila, if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, then you don't have anything at all. Meaning of all the Torah that you learn, all the Gemara that you learn, all the Halachas that you know, if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, meaning Musa at the end, then you didn't really store anything at all. Moshe Le'odom, the Moshe is compared to a person who says to his Shliach, please take this bundle of wheat up to my storehouse. He took the storehouse and he put it on top of his warehouse. Did you put inside the store a measure of preservative so that the wheat will get kept there and stay there, otherwise it'll go rotten? No, I didn't take that bechumtin. I didn't take the salt, the preservative. If you don't put the preservative there, then all the wheat will go bad. What's the point of taking up the wheat up to the storehouse? If you didn't put the preservative there, it won't stay. Meaning, of all that a person learns in Gemara, if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, if you don't have Musa, if you don't have the Seichel, Reishis Chachi Seichel Tov Lachon, if you don't have the Yiras Shamayim, you don't have anything at all. You didn't get anything at all. You might have acquired all the Chachma, but you don't have the Yiras Shamayim is what holds it all together. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Ma'arev Adam Kab Chumtim Bekor Shel Tvuah, Be'ino Choshesh. When a person sells wheat to somebody else, he's selling, let's say, 5 pounds of wheat. Included in the measure is a chumtin, meaning he hasn't given him 5 pounds of wheat, he's given him less, because he's added in a measure of preservative. Let's say there's 10 ounces of preservative in it. It's included in the wheat, meaning it's 10, it's 5 pounds, whatever it is, less the chumtin, and the chumtin is included in the deal, meaning he didn't give him a full measure, because the rest of the measure is made up by the chumtin, because that's the preservative. It's understood when you sell wheat, that part of the measure of the wheat which you bought is going to be the chumtin, the preservative. For now you learn, important it is, if a person doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, if he doesn't learn Musa, it's not a secular study, it's not like a university degree where you qualify and you have a certain scholarship, you have to have Yirat Shamayim. Without the Yirat Shamayim, it doesn't go. That's the answer to your question, Mutavid.
Thank you.
Anybody who has Torah, the aim by Yirat Shamayim, but he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim. He learned a lot of Torah, but he didn't learn Musa, he didn't get any Yirat Shamayim from it. Doime Legizva is compared to a guard. They gave him all the keys, the inner keys, but they didn't give him the keys to outside, outer keys, meaning he has the Torah, which is the inside the store, but he can't get into it, because he hasn't got the outer keys, meaning how can you get to the Torah if you don't have the Yirat Shamayim before it, meaning he's got the Torah, which is really the essence, as you were saying, but without the Torah getting you into, without the Yirat Shamayim, you don't get into it. Rav Yana used to explain as follows. Chabal al deles le'idauto, the tower de dauto of Chabal, a person who made himself a courtyard, but he didn't make a gate for the courtyard. Omar Rav Yehuda, lo bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu olama ela kedesh yiru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made the world so that person would have Yirat Shamayim. Shneema elekim hasoi svatam shiyur mefonov. This moshel actually is the other way around. In this particular case, the courtyard itself is the Yirat Shamayim, and the outer part is the Torah. So the Chassam Sofer asks a question upon these two mesholim. In the first case, the gizbar, with the guard, the inner sanctuary is the Torah, and the outer part is the Yirat Shamayim. In the second moshel of the Gemara here, when it brings down Rav Yanai says the outer part is the Torah, and the inner part is the Yirat Shamayim. How do you compare the two together? So Chassam Sofer explains there are two aspects of Yirat Shamayim. You need Yirat Shamayim to start learning Torah, and the Tachlis is Yirat Shamayim at the end, meaning two aspects of Yirat Shamayim. In the first moshul, when we said that the Gizbar, he didn't have the keys, the outer keys, that Yirat Shamayim to get into Torah. And the second moshul, when the yard itself, the chotzer itself, is the Yirat Shamayim, that's the Pinimius, meaning Yirat Shamayim, the Pinimius inside. Person doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, then what has he got? What's the whole point of it all? Therefore, the answer to the question of David is, of course you need to have Torah. But if you don't have the Yirat Shamayim, what do you have? You don't have the Musa. It's just a secular study. You know, many people who know so much Torah, they don't have any Yirat Shamayim inside them. And that's the reason why you have to learn things like Tehillim, Peirut, Tzadik, Beis. That's why you have to learn the Yirat Shamayim. That's what I wanted to show you. It's a very important concept. Many people just think they learn Torah, they learn Daf HaYomi, and that's enough. It's not enough, just the Daf HaYomi. Person also has to acquire Musa as well. I think the Chofetz Chaim says it's more important to learn Musa every day than it is to learn Halach every day. I think Simon Dalad, he says, and the Mishnah Berurah says that. Without learning Musa every day, a person just goes off on his own. He learns Halach, but he doesn't learn Musa. You don't have a certain Yirat Shamayim, which is the entrance. Just a small amount of Musa, just to keep you going. That's the chumtin. That's the preservative which you need. Okay, I thought I'd say that at the beginning of the shiur. Okay, let's have a look now at page Kof Beis. Page Kof Beis. That's the answer to your question, David.
Thank you so much. Okay. Appreciate it.
Very good. Talis and Tefillin. Talis and Tefillin. This is all the introduction to Tefillin, which is two beautiful sections here. Hine, ha-emes hi, shahatafgid shahutal aleinu b'chol ha-tefina. The purpose of all aspects of prayer is eino klal lefikoi choseinu. It doesn't really reach our strength. We don't have really the power to achieve all that we want to do in tefillah. But really, to get all the way through to the Kisei HaKovod is way above our potential. We don't really have the ability to arrive all the way through in tefillah. And we need a great deal of help. You need assistance so that your prayer will work and make an effect on all the bria. Very important statement this. In reality, our prayer itself won't really arrive there, but you need certain agents of assistance which will help you get there, which will help you achieve that in tefillah. Tefillah itself is wonderful, but if you don't have these points, and that's why Chazal said there were two actions that you must do in order to start tefillah: tzitzis and tefillah. Interesting question. Why do you have to have tzitzis? What's tzitzis got to do with prayer? I can have tzitzis any other. Why do I have to have tzitzis for tefillah? Why do I have to have tefillin? Apart from being tariq mitzvahs, person also has to put on a talis and also put on tefillin before he davens. Meaning, the prayer by itself won't arrive there unless you say a shek lishon mitzvahs of tzivanu lisaf bei patitzis and also lishon mitzvahs of tefillin. You need those two mitzvahs in order to help your prayer. Why? In what way? Why do you have to have tzitzis? Why do you have to put on a talis before davening? A person has to have the ability to make the tikkunim in the creation and to arrive at the situation that the Kodesh Baruch wants you to be. But by yourself, you won't manage it. You have to arrive at a certain situation for the Bria, for the world itself. The world needs your prayer. In order to get there, your prayer won't get there. When a person davens, it's a tikkuni habriya. You're helping in the creation of the world. And that is called the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you are taking upon yourself the oil of the Ribono Shel Olam when you daven. So that responsibility needs a certain agent. It needs a certain tikkun. When a person wears tzitzis, when you put on a talis, you are showing a sign that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved. And that will make the tikkunim available inside the Bria. How do the tikkunim work? By putting on a talis. Tzitzis are not just a sign that you're an Eved Hashem. You are acting together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodas HaTefillah is to masakin the Olam, not necessarily you. The Koyach of Tefillah is also Tikkun HaOlam. You're helping the world carry on. You're making the world a better place by your prayer. Your prayer is making tikkunim for the maintenance of the world itself. The beautiful expression of Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, I think he says in Shah Beis, he says that every single tefillah, I wrote it in my sefer, every single tefillah moves the world another revolution closer to the situation of Mashiach. Every prayer turns the world over. In other words, we will arrive through so many tefillahs till we get to the situation of Mashiach. From where we are, tefillah moves the world along, the koyach of tefillah. And that's an avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just our work, but the world itself will arrive through the koyach of tefillah. It's an incredible concept. That's why if you miss a tefillah, you can make it up the next time round. That's only a hashlama. But the tefillah itself is missing. If you miss the tefillah, you miss a tikkun in the world. You can make it up the next time round, but once it's gone, it's gone. The world has moved on to another situation. It's not the same world as it was beforehand. Each tefillah moves the world along. It's tikkun abid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avoida. You are helping the world move along. That's a koyach of tefillah. And tefillah does that. Shebizman ha-tefillah, she'inyona l'takein ha'olam, yehe mis'asei betalis, ha'mesamein ha-kabalas oil. Because that's the kabalas oil. How is that so, Rabbi? Let's have a look at the siddur. How does it work? Let's have a look at Pashat Tzitzis. Is there a siddur up in the siddur? What does it mean, Pashat Tzitzis? Because Pashat Tzitzis is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim. Lemaisa, I saw a perush somewhere once that Pashat Tzitzis is parallel to the first parasha of Shema. The second parasha is parashas mitzvahs, and parasha tzitzis goes back to Oy Malchus Shemayim as well. Interesting thought. First parasha is Kabbalas Oy Malchus Shemayim. Second parasha is Kabbalas Oy Mitzvahs, and the third parasha is in other words, you won't reach a level of Kedusha unless you have it. Lamantis goes is called mitzvah say. But you kadosh le'elokeichem. Tzitzis reminds you of all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous kedusha. So the koyach of tzitzis is to bring the world. You are lifting yourself up to a tremendous dialogue. Kabbalah zohar malchus shemayim. Asher tzitzis ameitz v'sam liyastachem ani Hashem alakeh. That's Kabbalah zohar malchus shemayim. That's what tzitzis does. You see the mitzvahs, and they're connected all the tariq mitzvahs. That's it, and that brings the avodah much more kedusha to it. It lifts. It's like a booster for the avodah of tefillah itself. It's Kabbalah zohar malchus shemayim. That's what tzitzis does. This is an incredible koyach behind it. That's what he's saying here. Let's have a look at it again, my boy. Let's have a look at this parasha again. I want to do it again. A person in his tefillah has the ability to make tremendous improvements in the creation, and to bring the world to a closer situation where Hashem wants it to be. You are involved in the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, improving the world through your koyach tefillah. His oil, you're taking on the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of improving the world. When you put on the tzitzis, that Kabbalah's oil is a simon that he's shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved. This is all explained by Boyce in Derech Hashem. If you want to look it up, he says here, Peiruk Vav, if you want to look it up, Peiruk Vav, Ois Vav. In Derech Hashem, he explains that the Kabbalah's Oyma Hashem is a tikkun for the world. You cause tikkunim in the world. What are they? Through the Kabbalah's of Oyma Hashemayim. It's not just a simon that you Eved Hashem. You are acting on behalf of the Kodesh Baruch to improve the world. You're wearing tzitzis, you're mekabel all the mitzvahs on yourself. Because tzitzis is mekabel tatayak mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs which you have, tag mitzvahs, and that Kabbalah's oil is like Shema, is like Kriya Shema. But lachin tiknu chazal v'shabizman ha'tfilah she'in yonah l'tzakein ha'oilam she'hei mis'ateh v'tzitzis ha'masameh la'kabbalah's oil u'bazeh mekabel koyach ha'eved. And that's how the Eved has the koyach, u'bekoyach zeh yis toifes v'yiches v'lach you are avodim avodis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you say asher kidishan mitzvahs v'tzivon. You mekabel mitzvahs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the koyach gives a booster for the prayer itself. That's the first level. Second level.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
It seems like the mitzvah of talis is so costly. Why do single men not put them on?
Svari men do.
Yes, it's a man.
You had tzitzis. You had tzitzis.
It was instituted because
you had tzitzis.
Are we talking talis or tzitzis?
We're talking here about a talis, but the mice are wearing tzitzis.
So why don't Yekub bar mitzvah boys also wear
they do.
Why don't single Ashkenazi boys wear talis by themselves? Yeah. I don't know why. A minag why?
I heard it was because they used to draft. They used to draft the men into the army.
Oh,
that's why they didn't put on a talit. They waited to put the tzitzis till they got married, so that they wouldn't draft them into the army.
They wouldn't wear tzitzis.
A talit.
A talis, because if they wore a talis, it would mean what?
They were at a certain age or something. They would realize that they were. That's what I am.
They could get picked out. Picked out.
Originally young boys did wear a talis?
Yes, and then because they would be drafted easily into the army because they would see them wearing a talis. This is what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't exist anymore. So that's why I don't understand that.
We're not knowing a young boy doesn't wear, he wears a tzitzis, he doesn't wear a talis though. He wears tzitzis.
And it's not a fact that when you get divorced, or you're a widow, you don't take off your talents.
Pretty much all Svardim and Yekas.
I don't know, it's a tragedy. You see, many people don't wear tzitzis nowadays. I don't know why. I notice people don't wear tzitzis.
You're only mechubi if you have an arbacanthus. So a lot of our shirts are not arbacanthus, so we davka wear the beged with arbacanthus so
yes.
We can fulfill the mitzvah. So
but I see many people don't have
arbacanthus. Maybe they can.
It's a tragedy. People don't wear tzitzis. It's a tremendous shmira. Famous Maisa of the Stifler, that a pilot came to, he was a Baal Tshuva, and he came to speak to the Stifler with a peretz. was the Rav of Ranana, I remember the Maisa. And the stipler turned around to the man and says, why aren't you wearing tzitzis? He sensed that he wasn't wearing tzitzis, this pilot. About Tshuva, he sensed, he could see it, that's not known. He says, why aren't you wearing tzitzis? A young pilot. It was about Tshuva, wasn't wearing tzitzis. My parents brought him to the stipler for some reason. The stipler recognized him, that they had the kedusha of the stipler. But it's a shmirah, on a person. I don't know the answer to your question, Rishma. Maybe as Ronnie says, I don't know.
No, when you say I'm not wearing, you see somebody, you can't see them, they might, in Hutzlaritz, they wear them in. So maybe they're wearing them in.
Maybe, I don't know. From what I can see, they're not, people aren't wearing tzitzis. They're just wearing them inside, they're wearing them underneath them, tucking them in, yeah.
That's a definite possibility.
It occurred to me they weren't wearing, I don't know, maybe you're right, I don't know.
Also, you have a t-shirt tzitzis, so...
T-shirt,
so it might not look like they're wearing an actual beged, but...
Okay, maybe you're right, I don't know, I don't know. Okay, let's go on to tefillin. You wanted to say something?
Yes, in which country you were? It was in Europe somewhere. I don't know, Western. Probably like
Balkans.
Russia and Poland.
Czar's army.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the Maisa of Eliezer Dodia, who heard of a certain Zoyna and travelled all the way over to be together with her, and he paid a tremendous amount of money and went overseas and everything, and then eventually his tzitzis flew in his eye or something, and he had tremendous harota, and his tzitzis reminded him of Omar Shamayim. He put his head in between his knees and he cried out. He died, and Rebbe said, "Yesh mishakabel olam hashemayim b'shar achas." He can get olam haba in one kenya, because the tzitzis shook him so much. He started to realize that he was a ben adam, and tzitzis reminded him. It's a shmirah for a person. But he's saying here something in tefillah that it's a tikkun for the actual tefillah itself.
It's actually been one of the big kabbalas by a lot of secular chayalim in this war.
In this war, yes.
Thousands, tens of thousands of big tzitzis.
From Beit
Shemesh. Thousands of tefillin have been donated.
Let's have a look at the loss of which you said. If you have a chance to say this before that, before you put your tzitzis on, I find it tremendously helpful in the morning. Yes, Hareini Misatif Kufi Betzis, Kainti Satif Nishmosi, Ulmach Evayu Shisagi Deva had tzitzis. Comes to the meaning of Tawiyag. Shem Shani Miskasa Betalis Boilam Azet, Kach Ezgela Haluka de Rabon, Betalis Moilam Abo, Beganeda. But Alide Mitzvah Tzitzis Tinotzel Napshi, Beruchi, Benishmosis, Philosim, and Achitzoinim. Because of the Tzitzis, I will be saved in my Nefesh, my work, and Neshama from all damages, from all Pegara. And the talis should protect me like an eagle looks after from its can, like it's a protection for you. Al goizav yirachiv, like the eagle hovers over its young, so the tzitzis also is like that. Interesting moshul, no? Like the eagle hovers over and protects the young, so the talis hovers over you and protects you as a garment. All the mitzvahs which are included in the Torah, there's a koyach of a skula of wearing tzitzis as if you're mekayim kol. It's mesumen l'tayeg mitzvahs
atoyeg. That's the prelude
to beged kot. The Maaseh is talking about beged kot. This is talking about a talis here, but we also say it before you went on talis cotton as well. Yes, for sure. Okay, let's have a look at tefillin. Ubiyin atfillin kosab. This is another siyuah. In other words, our tefillah doesn't get there unless we're wearing tefillin as well. Kosab shom, shehu godol halbe yoisem it tzitzis. Malim bakodesh rabbi yisai. Tzitzis is the lower level. Tefillin is a higher level. It's a higher level, a preparation for prayer. More than tzitzis. Kali dey hatfillin mamshichin alehem me'oro kudushos ha'izvoah. You create on top of yourself the or and kedusha b'kodesh baruch. You took no by tikkun godom from miskatching kedusha rabba. A person has tremendous kedusha when he puts on the tefillin. When you put on tefillin, people recognize that you are shem hashem eko. B'nimshach or ala moach on the head from the moach al yedei tefillin shel roish, but a leiv al yedei tefillin shel yad. One affects your head, your mouth, and one affects your heart. That's a tremendous power. And from there you have tremendous koyach of Kedusha. So this helps you further in your prayer. It gets your prayer further. By wearing talis and tefillin, it's ma'oireh, the Kedusha, more inside. And then your tefillin has more koyach inside it. Look at the next one. Nimso shatfilin hi tikkun mitzad atzma. The tefillin itself is a tikkun for the person. Shemamshich kedusha ala adam v'ala bria. That sits in yona lita in adam koyach lifa pulas shel tikkun. Has a koyach to make a koyach of tikkun on the person as well. Just one of my sons just was here with me for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. He took his tefillin to be checked and he found there were me'achus posel. You ever check your tefillin? He checked them out. He said, David Friedrich looked at him and said, Meach was possible. The letters had jumped off them.
Oh, wow.
You should check your tefillin, my boy, say. If you check them every so often, check the parishes inside to make sure they're all. So when I bought them, they were perfect. There was a wonderful safe I bought. You check them, you had them fixed up.
I had my set from my bar mitzvah. I grew up secular, and I hadn't worn them for many years, but when I became full and started to feel like, I put them on. And then in around 2009, I got them checked, and the sofer in Melbourne said they're barely kosher. You should get a new set. He didn't explain to me why. He says they're barely kosher. So my rabbi got me a new set, and I said, what should I do with the old ones? He said, keep them, you never know. So I kept them. Came, brought them to Eretz Israel, asked David Friedrich to check them. He opened them up and showed me. He says, they're perfectly fine. These are Mahatrin's filling. And he showed me the letters and he compared it to a new cloth. This is nothing. So he repackaged them and he said, keep them. You never know. You know what? Maybe.
You check your parishes. You ever check your parishes? You have to check your parishes. Take them to a sofa and check them, have them checked out and see.
I took my tefillin to Don Friedrich. Yeah. He found that the very long shalyad was glued together. So it down a bit. And then someone had come along and done another bit and glued it together. So,
What did your son do here?
No, they just had to repair them. He fixed them. No, they were. The letters are jumped from the clap, that's why.
Maybe they got worn out.
Yes. But I told all my sons to check them.
If one is careful, in other words, never getting them wet, never exposing them to heat in the car, they still need to be checked.
They say you don't have to, but I do. People say that, I think Rabbi Yashiv had said you don't have to if you're 100%. But how can you be sure?
I know I never leave them in the car. I never walk in the drizzle. I'm very particular.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people say you don't have to check them. I don't know. After this, I told them my children.
Right now you.
Yes,
after this, say, you never know. They were perfect when I bought them.
What was interesting as well, what David told me about his second set, he said to keep them in Chizkas Kashrus, you have to wear them once a month.
Yes.
So I don't know if, I should ask him, is wearing them, like sometimes using something. Sometimes using something actually keeps it in better condition rather than just leaving it in a corner, not used, dried up, or whatever, because whether it's the change in heat, cold.
They said why you need to check the mezuzah more, because it stays dormant,
rolled up and everything.
That's what I'm saying, Nachum. Even though the mezuzah stays there,
right.
You never know. I don't know. I have an atheist. They say once in 7 years or so something. I think someone like Nachum had said, if there's no reason to have a doubt, then you can leave it. I don't know, but I personally feel after this mice with my son, I told all my
children. Is it every Schmitter year?
I'm saying if it's once every seven years, every Schmitter,
it's good to get
it. Could I
have
to do it? Could I
have
to check
that
out?
Once in 7 years?
Mezuzah is twice in 7 years, no?
I think it was the same. Once in 7 years or twice in 7 years? I think mezuzah is more often. I think more often. Because that's more susceptible. Yes.
It's Chabad, it's every year.
Look at the footnote at the bottom of my face. Zeh loshen habir halacha. Shetzorech leilech midalga ledalga. A person has to go up from one level to another level, from tzitzis to tefillin, will is alles bekedusha. Ki mitchila hu rak mechase es atzma bekisur she mitzvah. Tzitzis is the lower level that you just cover yourself. That's one level. So you're meluvash in tzitzis, you're meluvash in oimapu shomayim. By lidei tefillin hu mekashe es atzma, next page, bekesha hayichud hakedusha. Now it's stronger than that. You're tying yourself on. You're tying yourself up. You're tying yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tying yourself, mekashe yourself. When I took my sons to get the tefillin, when they were bar mitzvah, they had a sofa in it matters in Sovatsky. He's not with us anymore. The Pinchas Amitai Zecher Tzadik Vavi. He was a tremendous sofer. He was shimmish by Rebbe Eliashiv, I think, for 20 years or something. So I said to him, say a drosha to my son when he gets his tefillin. So he used to say the same drosha every time to the children. He says, you know, when a boat arrives in harbor, what's the first thing the sailors have to do? Tie up. If you don't tie up, the boat drifts out. So he says, so it is with every morning, tie up. If you don't tie up every morning, you can drift away from the Kodesh world. It's a beautiful motion. That's the motion used to say. Tie up properly. Tie up to you're Makashi yourself to Kodesh world. If you say those words carefully, you feel the Kedusha.
Yeah,
you tie
Rashi,
you said
it, Rashi.
Yadat et Hashem. Let's carry on. The Ayin Oid, I think this is Reb Chaim Vital, Shah Kedusha, Sheherich Ma'oid Ma'oid, Bechol Prote Mitzvahs Talis and Tefillin, was very, very careful with all the mitzvahs of Talis and Tefillin. Should also check your kesher on your talis every time as well. Make sure that it's tied. It's tight. The two knots at the end and it's tight. And you always separate the tzitzis before you put them on every morning, separate them out. I think it's a loshen of the Mishnah Berurah says, so wash your tables. Tzadik yipored tzitzis or something. Tzadik yod tzadik.
Yivduk.
Sorry?
I think it's yivduk.
Tzadik
yivduk.
Tommy. That's right. Tzadik yivduk. So you separate the tzitzis every time.
You can't do that. You do that on Shabbat.
You can't tie the kesher.
No.
But you can check the you can separate the fringes. Separate the fringes, but you can't tie it tight on Shabbos. That's a kesher. Make kesher. If it, check it every Friday, every Motzei Shabbos, when you put the talis away, check the kesher. Then it's. Then
I just thought that the actual thing which we're actually checking is that there's where it loops through the hole. You have to make sure there's nothing broken.
Yeah, nothing is snapped. Nothing is snapped.
That's important.
Nothing snapped. But if you do it Motzei Shabbos, then already you know it's okay for next Shabbos. You hear what he's saying here? By putting on, wrapping yourself around with a talis, he's making a kise l'shchina. Hear such a thing, why? Right? Putting on a talis, it's like you're preparing the kise above yourself with the shchina. Such an incredible. That's like the eagle with the wings. Now you're preparing the shchina to come and sit on top of you. Again, what's he saying? Shali the ituf betalis who mechin esakise lishchina shetucha lehashrosulah, that the shchina can settle on top of you by putting coming yourself. I think there's a lotion also of keeping the talis on your head the whole of tefillah as much as you can. Some people like taking the talis off. I find it sometimes too hot. But it's trying to keep the talis on your head all the time if you can, from the beginning of tefillah to the end, if you can. I take it off. Shaitan used to take them off.
For other reasons.
No, it's a school of Yerushalayim to keep the talis on your head. Shaitan used to take it off for the Kriya Satoya. He used to take it off his head. Also, I noticed in the mirror, Boshe Arieli takes it off for Kriya Satoya. Kriya Satoya, but Kavanah. Because that's how you used to take them off. Shaibi used to take the talus off the head, but the rest of the time to try and keep it on your head. Keep it made.
I asked you who to grade, barbecue to grade for that. When do you have it up? When do you have it off? He says, why not just keep it up the whole time?
Yes.
I said, okay.
Sometimes it might be hot. I've
been doing that ever since. It was 20 plus years ago.
Yeah. You can keep it on. If you can keep it on your head all the time, is a better thing of all. Yeah. And sometimes it's hot and you want to take it off. So I noticed that people take it off for Kriyas HaTorah. Let's carry on. The Aliyah Tefillin who ma'ater esakise. Why? By the tefillin, you crown the kisei. By putting on a talis, says Reb Chaim Vital, you prepare the mokum, prepare the kisei. By putting on tefillin, you are crowning the kisei. By alidei amir shema Yisrael who mazmin hashchina. Why? Look at this. These stages. By saying kriya shema, you initiate. You mazmin the shchina shetishra al kisei. Shechina. Why? What stage is that? By putting on a talis, what do? You prepare the kisei. By putting on a tefillin, you're crowning the kisei. By saying Shema, you're mazmin, you're makaba of the Shechina to come and settle on the kisei. B'hashlo hevi b'shem azor sh'atzelem elokim sh'ba'odomu im ha'tefillin. That's a tzelem elokim. Wow, what a powerful line this is. Tzelem elokim. What does that mean? Tzelem elokim ba'odomu im ha'tefillin. Maybe it means like that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
from the back,
from the back, he saw the back of the tefillin, whatever that means. He saw the Shechina, the back, he saw the Keshef on the back. Panay lo yirah, you don't see the front, but you saw the back.
I'm not allowed to see the front.
Right, we saw the back.
Do we say that even non-Jews have a tzilin elokim? And if that's the case, then it can't be with.
They don't have an neshama elyona.
There's still tzilin elokim to some extent.
Yes, they're mechuyben zayin mitzvahs. They're mechuyben zayin mitzvahs going. They're mechuyben all the mitzvahs in zayin mitzvahs to keep. That's emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to be over avodah zarah, harayos, dinim. You know, Eva Menachai, these are the Mukhidim, these mitzvahs. The Tzelem Elokim is much lower than the Yid, because Elokai Neshamish Tahoirahi. The Tahoirahi only refers to a Yehudi. He has a Tzelem, he's made a Tzelem Elokim, but he's
the basic version.
The Seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, were they broadcast in some sort of way?
But Adai, what's his name, was so careful about it, no? Wasn't Paro, didn't want to touch Sora, no? He knew from Sheva Mitzvahs. He was so careful not to touch. She was an Ashes Ish. He was so careful. Power didn't want to touch it. So therefore, he had to find out. He was upset with Avon. He never told them this was his wife.
Is it brought down Mefurish in Parshas Noach, or like did he learn it out from the Pesukim?
They knew these seven mitzvahs. Who told them?
That was like to say like the people of Noach. Noam instituted that, and how held them by those laws?
There's a Ran in the beginning of Masechta Brachos. The Ran says that all the mitzvahs of seven mitzvahs are a point for a person's seichel to realize that he has to do them. Says the Ran, if a person looks at the Bria, you don't need the Torah to tell you. The Sheva mitzvahs and also Midas Tovas, you expect it because of your seichel to reach those without being told. So says the Ran in the beginning. They're almost sichli. Like Goyim are also mechuyev in Midas Tovas as well. Midas Tovas, they're also mechuyev in Midas Tovas. Well, all the behavior of, for example, of Nimrod, Avraham Avinu, of Lavan when he spoke up before his father, as well. These are all Midas Tovas. Then Al Pi HaSeichel, says the Ran, they should arrive at those mitzvahs. So therefore, you don't have to be mechuyev. It's understand, says the Ran, according to normal seichel, the person should realize these mitzvahs. You don't have to be told about them. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei and Midas Tovas as well. Why was Stoma and Amora so evil? What was wrong? They knew they were wrong. They had to be kind to people. They had to show tzedakah to people. Why were they punished? There's no mitzvah. There isn't. They should realize by themselves that you have to act with tzedakah to somebody else. What was the crime? No one told Stoma and Amora not to misbehave. They understood that by their own self to realize that. Why was the world full of chomos by Noach? How come it came about? What was the evil they were doing? Never mind. That's the Ran. The Ran says that no, it's a normal. If you look at right at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, there's a long, long Ran. He goes to it and says, "Al Pi HaSeichel, you realize Sheva Mitzvahs and Midas Tovas as well. Midas Tovas is not a mitzvah. You should read it by yourself."
You say it's the first Ran.
If you look at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, on the opposite side, on the base of Amud Aleph, is a long, long Ran. In there, he discusses all of that. Al Pi HaSeichel should realize those points. Yes.
So there's a moral justice to the world.
Yes, of course, there must be a moral justice. Otherwise, what did Doam Abel do wrong?
Right.
What did they do wrong? You know? So Avraham Avinu came around and told the obvious. It wasn't anything. He was telling them exactly what has to be done. He was madrich the world, but they should have realized by themselves. Avraham is one the chadesh anything. He just told them what they should have known by themselves. They didn't realize that. Avodah Zorah. Of course you realize the Borei Olam. You see everything happening in the world, you don't realize there's Hashem Echad. It's not a chidush. The Eben Seichel should tell them that. You have to be a fool not to realize there's a creator. How come that's Avraham Avinu's logic. No, the day ends and the day begins and winter ends and summer begins and all. Well, you should come to it by yourself. It's your own Seichel. It should take you.
Just the turn of the day, just the sunrise, sunset, sun rising.
You don't need to be told that. You should be told that by themselves. But this Rabbi says a beautiful passage. Let's read it again, the last point. Read it again. I think it's an incredible poem. By putting on a talis, putting it over your head, you're preparing the kisei of which the Shechina should come and sit on. You put on your tefillin, you're crowning the kisei, because that's the crown on your head probably. The crown of Shema Yisrael on your head. And by you say Shema, you're mazmin the Shechina to come and settle on you. And that is the Tzelem Elokim. Then now you're ready to daven. Next week we'll do Adonai Olam Haba.
So why don't we say Shema on Tisha B'Av when we come to
No, because it's